And who about to punish a child? You might ask you not to punish it, but should we go for
each word.
Say, I won't do it again if you give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And you say, I have just what him 11
wrote.
Okay, yesterday he what me a letter.
Wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
You say, I wrote him, and it was time I was getting
a letter from him.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
back the envelope address either.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if you ask someone a question, you expect to get an
answer.
And say the child learned something new, like learned a whistle. You want to know where he learned it. You ask him who
taught you that.
And the child was always running and telling on the other children. You'd call him a
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
Yes, it can be fitting. That could be a tattling. It could go down the same line. He'd say he was lying, or he lied.
If you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and
get them in.
But these are called
flowers.
And if you wanted some flowers, you'd go out
in the yard and pick them.
And something a child plays with, you call a
toy.
Any special names for
playthings?
What about play pretty?
Play pretty.
Is that the same as a toy?
Mm-hmm. It's called the same category.
And you say, today is Monday, so Sunday was
Sabbath.
It's coming.
Or Sunday was when?
Today is Monday. Hi, Butch. Uh-oh.
You say today is Monday, but Sunday was
yesterday.
And Tuesday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you say he came here
last Sunday.
Or not last Sunday, but a week earlier.
Sunday before last.
And if someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but the Sunday beyond that, you say he was going to leave
Sunday after next.
Okay. Do you ever call that Sunday week?
Yes. Sunday week. Right.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed about
2 weeks.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it?
And you look at your
clock or watch. Clock or your wristwatch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say that it's
nearly 8 o'clock.
Or if it's
7:40.
Or if it's 7:30, another way of saying that is it's half
past 7.
Uh-huh.
Or half past 8.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you say it was
45 minutes.
Or it's a quarter.
A quarter past. Or a quarter before.
Okay. And you say, you've been doing that for a long time. You say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
You say, 1973 was last year. 1974 is
this year.
And something happened on this day last year. You say it happened exactly
the same time.
How long ago?
A year ago.
And